It away, goes to the boards.
Daniel makes Rakowski. Another check. I'm sorry, Rakowski swept it away. And Capling has it behind the goal. It's stuck along the board. She can't play it. Having a little trouble there, being checked by Jesse Vogel. They play along the boards. It seems to be in a corner. Oh, Langley will corral it. He gives it to Whipple. Whipple's away. He's cross center. He's across the blue line. Parasol sweep checks him, and the puck skitters harmlessly away. And Vogel plays it out the center. Puck goes into the Chargers zone, where it'll be played by the defense. Looks like 15 seconds left in the penalty. Played out the center. Parasol has it. No, Parasol loses it. Number 19 comes in. Can't get a shot. Tyler Gorkowski. Another weak shot. Oh, no. Goalie misses it, but it stays out. Play is on the right side boards in the Ossentoski zone. It goes in behind the net where Parasol plays it up. It can't. Luke Gehring gets a hold of it at the blue line. Plays it again. Now it skitters out to center ice. Capling tries to keep it in. Langley shoots it in onside. Gehring goes in and chases it, but it comes out. Parasol shoots it to center. Rakowski tries to get across. Is checked at the last second. Can't get it in. It still can't get in. Puck skitters out to center. Parasol tries to blast it in. Goes behind the goaltender. I'm sorry, goes behind the referee. And the puck goes up on the right side where Parasol corrals it for Ossentoski. Shows it in. Morneau comes in, he's checked, but Welton follows up. Welton takes a shot. Oh, and the goalie makes a save. It goes into the corner. Centering pass by Ossentoski doesn't work. It's blocked, but Welton has it behind the goal for Ossentoski. Centering pass, and it stays at the blue line. Now it's out. Nice play by Wright. Wright can't break low, can't break free, but a shot in by Gorkowski, and the penalty is over. We only have 31 seconds left in the first period. Still the nothing-nothing draw. Whipple gets checked at the last second by his own player, but he keeps it in. Parasol tries to shoot it up the left boards. It's missed, but Walton gets hold of it, and he gets it out of the zone. At center ice, Whipple has it, tries to break through two players, gets checked by Walton. Ossentoski has it, keeps it at the point, and now plays it out to center again. Gorkowski plays it in, was delayed offside, so Ossentoski gets it. Oh, there's a check by Gehring. Gehring plays on the right boards. Oh, that's a goal! Yeah! He went on the right side boards, whipped it
right at the buzzer.
Whipped it into the center. They're talking about it. Did that goal go in before the buzzer? It went in the upper left-hand corner over the goalie's right shoulder, sort of a knuckler. We're waiting for the call here.
13 goal, they're gonna get an assist right now.
13 on the goal? Okay, they're working on the assist, but we know that the goal counts. Number 13.
Get done here, you can go on commercial.
Luke Gehring gets the goal. It was one of those plays that happens in the hockey game, folks, where he just took a shot at the goal and he knew time was running out. He takes a backhander at the goal, goes in the upper left corner. We may or may not have an assist on that. We're working on it.
Five on the assist.
Okay, the assist goes to Liam Whipple. So Luke Gehring from Liam Whipple, it's a 1-0 lead at the end of the first period. We're in the, okay. Well, that was quite a goal there, Ken.
Yep. Okay. Chargers had 9 shots on goal and Ossentoski's had 5.
9 and 6 on the goal. We got a minute before the period starts. Time to go.
Cruise 102 fits like your favorite pair of blue jeans.
Ouch.
Wolverine, Wolverine, best cars and service I've ever seen. And no one there will ever treat you mean at Wolverine, my Wolverine.
More and more people throughout the Thumb area and beyond are ordering high-quality pre-owned vehicles through Wolverine Auto Brokers and Bad Axe. Honesty, integrity, fair pricing. Before you purchase your next vehicle, ask for a free no-obligation consultation. Let Wolverine consult with you on the specific make, model, year options and price range you're looking for, and then let them go to work for you. Dan Braden searches thousands of vehicles each week at various dealer-only auctions. Then he picks the best one at the best price, and you'll save thousands off the new car price.
And no one there will ever treat you.
That's Wolverine Auto Brokers on M53 on the west side of Bad Axe.
We're back. Second period, 10 minutes to go in the second period. 1-0 lead for the Northgate Chargers. Heyman gets the puck at center and throws it in. And it goes into the Chargers zone, where it's behind the goal. We've got a scramble behind the goal. Players falling all over the place. And it looks like it's going to be shot up the boards and out. It comes out of the zone. Perizzo has it at center, tries to shoot it back in for Ostentoski. And it goes back behind the goal where, yep, Liam Whipple has it. He plays it up. Comes across center ice. He's got a head of steam as he comes up the left side. He crosses the blue line, tries to do a centering pass, and the goalie covers up. Jordan Brown covers up for Ostentoski, and he'll be faced off to his immediate right. What were the shot totals in that first period, Ken?
Northgate Chargers had 9, and Ostentoski Realities had 5.
Okay, Whipple takes the draw, and he wins it. It goes back to the point where Gorkowski shoots it in the middle with not much luck, and the puck comes out the center where Perizzo grabs it. He crosses the line offside. Ostentoski was offside. Apparently the center was offside, and the faceoff will come outside the zone. 1-0 for the Chargers, and a goal by Luke Gehring. Speaking of Gehring, he'll take the faceoff for the Chargers against Welton for Ostentoski Realty. Puck drops. Welton wins the faceoff, comes back to center. Langley checks his man and booms. Tries to get across the line, but doesn't. Gehring succeeds. Gehring goes to the left wing, is looking for Langley in the center. Langley fans on a shot, but goes in the corner and corrals it, tries to center it to Gehring. Without much luck, Welton comes up with the puck. Checked by Booms. Puck comes to the point where Capling has it. Capling shoots, and then the center goes behind the goal. Gehring gets it on the side of the goal, tries a backhander, 2 saves, and it goes into the corner where we should have a breakout for Ostentoski. This puck stays in the zone. Gehring is able to corral it, shoots it wide to the left of the goalie. Booms gets it on the right wing, shoots it in the center. Booms has got it again, falls down. Langley has it. Langley tries to get it to Gehring without much luck, but it's blocked at the point by Gorkowski. Gorkowski keeps it in. Langley shoots it up the left wing. He gets it back, but Magnuson comes in and backhands the puck out of the zone for Ostentoski. It's at center ice. Welton may have a break here. Welton coming in. He's always checked at the last second by Tyler. Gorkowski goes to the boards. It's still in the zone out there, shot out and down the ice. It will not go far enough for an icing. Langley tries to get it, but it's checked. Magnuson will have it for Ostentoski. Plays in the center, where Ostentoski number 33 comes across the line. He's in with Welton. Welton doesn't see it. Now he sees it. He backhands it in. Slowly, Ostentoski, another backhander, doesn't get through. Oh, and a goal! A backhander from the left side pops up in the air and is punched in on the right side. It looks like it's going to be a goal for number 15. 25, number 15, Jesse Vogel from 25 and 23, Seth Ostentoski and Roman Welton. Roman Welton, Seth Ostentoski, and assist Jesse Vogel on the goal, and we have a tie game. How'd that goal look to you, Ken?
That was sweet.
Not bad. Morna loses the faceoff. Whipple comes in, shoots it on the goalie, the save's made, and it comes out to the blue line. Capling keeps it in. And a second time, though, it comes out. Rakowski on the boards, trying to aim and checks him, and the puck skitters back in the zone harmlessly. Shot out to center ice, where it's corralled by Magnuson. Magnuson loses it. Now the Chargers break into the zone. Puck stays at the blue line. Amon shoots it out for Ostentoski, but it's kept back in by Whipple. Oh, it hits Ostentoski. He doesn't know where it is, and it's going to go to Ingram. Ingram is at center ice, tries to throw it in. Not, oh, there's the blown tire by number 13, Matthew Magnuson. And the puck goes into the Ostentoski Realty zone, where it's corralled by the defense and shot back out. Looks like it's going to go. Oh, Morno corrals it. Can't get a shot, goes behind the goal, throws it out front. Amon can't reach it. It goes behind the goal. Tolbert holds it in out temporarily, but then Tolbert gets checked by 18, Corey Sosnowski. Okay, Whipple. Whipple corrals it at his own zone. He's winding up. He's being watched by Morno. He gets past Welton, gets to center, and tries to throw it in, but it doesn't succeed. Tolbert keeps it out. Oh, it's kept in by 18, Sosnowski. There's some heavy hitting at center ice. Wright can't keep it in. And Amon's off. He gets checked, but Morneau follows up and throws